I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 6th. There are 5 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of yesterday, bringing the active case total to 62. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll remains at 135. The MBTA says the pandemic has delayed the delivery of the new Red Line cars until at least 2024. Officials say closures at manufacturing plants in China and Springfield have delayed the delivery of the new cars for both the red and orange lines. The T had hoped to have the new Red Line cars in operation by September of 2023. The T is also considering eliminating ferries and other service cuts to stem a deficit caused by the pandemic. Quincy City Council has approved a $3.6 million communications system for the police and fire departments. The new system will replace the existing system that will be gone when the former Quincy Medical Center is torn down to make way for a new housing development. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci voted against the system, citing concerns about the appearance of a 150-foot tower near the new dog park and the project's cost. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy and Work Inc. of Dorchester will officially open a new home for people with hearing impairments at 71 Bicknell Street in Germantown today. 5 residents and a full-time staff will live in the new home. Mayor Thomas Koch and City Council President Nina Liang will attend a formal ribbon-cutting ceremony. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 6th.